Let's talk about the oneness of God as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. In seeking God, see, we must maintain our faith. We must stay with the Word of God so our connection with Christ Jesus is based on God's truth and we're able to be one with the Lord. From the beginning, mankind has struggled to receive and accept what God has spoken and taught. We'll try to add and modify and change that which was spoken and revealed by God the Father through His Son, Christ Jesus. And our lack of a misunderstanding of God's oneness is causing us to miss what Christ revealed. See, we remain blind and deaf and unable to hear and see that which was revealed by the one and only Son of God. And how much more plain can Christ make it to us? He says that He and the Father are one. And if we believe in Him, we come to believe in Him and the one who sent Him. We're missing God's oneness and seeking spiritual understanding. We're applying human reason to God's word. When God's word says the Lord our God is one, we automatically think in the physical sense. Today, we're going to spend a little time gaining spiritual understanding of the oneness of God so we can come out with a deeper understanding of God, His word, and His Son, and His Spirit, and His oneness. See, the book of John helps us to go deeper, to understand what it means to be one with the Lord. In the first chapter of John, we receive clarity into God's oneness. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through Him all things were created, and without Him nothing was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of man. In verse 10 of John, we see that Christ came into the world, and the world was made through Him, but the world did not recognize the Son of God. And though we are of Christ, we did not receive Him. But those who did receive Christ, He gave them the right to become a child of God. See, in verse 14, we see that Christ being the Word came in the flesh, not the Father, but Christ Jesus, the Son of God, allowing mankind to see the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. We read in verse 18 in John that no one has seen the Father except Christ and the one and only Son of God, who's at the Father's side, making the Father's will known to those who He has chosen. See, in John chapter 1, verses 33, we see spiritual understanding. John said he was told by the Spirit that the one you see, the Spirit come down on and remain, he's the one who will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. John testified that Christ is the Son of God, and God's Spirit is at the centerpiece of God's oneness. In John chapter 3, verses 5, Christ explains how we must be born again to experience being one with the Lord. He says, no one can enter into God's kingdom unless they are born of water and spirit. Only spirit can give birth to spirit. And since God is spirit, to be one with Him, we must be born of God's spirit. We see in John chapter 4, where verses 23, that the type of person God is looking for is those who worship Him in spirit and truth. If you and I don't become spiritual, walk in truth, then we can never be one with God. We can never worship the Father in spirit and truth. This is a testimony of our faith. This is where you and I have to mature in our faith so we can get to where God is talking to us through His Son, Christ Jesus, where Christ has revealed the things of God so we get an understanding of how we can be one as the Word of God says we can be. See, in John chapter 5, verses 19, we see the oneness of God at work. Christ says that He can do nothing. He can only do what He sees the Father's doing. See, Christ Jesus stays in sync with the Father's will and His Spirit. And this is the key for you and I becoming one with Christ Jesus. See, because Christ is one with the Father. It's a connection that you and I have to establish and hold on to, but it can only be based on God's truth. It can only be based on God's will. Go with me to John chapter 5, verses 19 to 20. See, the Father and Christ operates as one. And Christ does what He learn from the Father, nothing else. He doesn't add a modify to it. So you and I have to get this. See, for us to become in line with Christ, to become one as Christ has said we can be one, you and I have to get in line with Christ Jesus. We can't add and modify to what Christ has already done and what he's doing in our lives. You and I have to stay in sync with Christ's will, because Christ's will is in sync with the Father's will. John chapter 5, verses 19 and 20 says, Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees the Father's doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and showed him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. See, the oneness of God is a source of life. And in John chapter 5, verses 26, it says that the Father has life in himself, and he granted the Son to have life in himself. And when we become part of the oneness of God, then Christ grants the life-giving power to those he chooses. See, Christ did that with Apostle Paul. Paul was able to raise people from the dead because of a life that's in Christ Jesus that Christ gave to Paul, because Christ got it from the Father. You and I have to see how the oneness of God works. It is powerful what flows from God. To understand the oneness of God, we have to stop humanizing God and his Son and his Spirit. God is spirit. We must elevate our thinking to be spiritual so we can grasp the oneness between the Father and the Son, Christ Jesus. And between Christ and those who put their faith in him. If the Father called those he spoke through God with a little g, should we not expect for God the Father to call his one and only Son God? See, Christ spoke plainly about the oneness that he and the Father shared, including those who the Father has given to him. He says, no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Not the same, but one. We must remember that Christ has his own will. And he says, not my will, Lord, but your will be done, Father. Being one with God allows God's power to flow through everything that's part of him. Christ says, even if you don't believe in him, believe in the miracles that he's able to do, because the Father's in him and he's in the Father. See, as Christ getting ready to depart this earth, he makes a request to the Father. He asked the Holy Father to protect those who are in him by the power of his name, by the name the Father gave him, so they may be one as he and the Father are one. See, the one of God does not fit into our thinking. It does not align into our logic. God told us that his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We have to receive the height in which God through Christ is calling us. So, see, we think if we just can take a few steps toward God, that we are arrived, that we've got all knowledge, but you and I understand this is a spiritual journey that we're on. And the oneness that Christ is talking about is something you and I must continue to grow our faith. We must examine everything about ourselves and don't add and modify, but hold on to the word of God so you and I can get to what God is calling us to be. We have not reached the heights that God has called us. Our faith, for some of us, is still on the ground or is stuck somewhere. So you and I got to understand, our faith is still in this world. We have to start climbing this spiritual ladder so through our faith we can experience God's oneness. See, Christ is no longer on this earth. He is spirit. We must seek him in the Father in spirit. We have to have a spiritual elevation so we can become one with the Father in Christ Jesus, so we can experience God's oneness in our life, connected to Christ, bound to Christ through our faith. We have to become spiritually minded to get this. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1, it speaks of Christ being the Son of God and one with the Father, allowing him to take on the nature of God, thus being in the form of God. Christ is not the Father. He sits at the Father's right hand. It is the spiritual oneness that exists between the Father and the Son, Christ Jesus. It is the same spiritual oneness we can experience with Christ ourselves. See, have you ever thought you knew someone, only to find out that that person is nothing like you thought they were? See, that is how God is. See, from a distance, we think we know God. Just like you thought you knew that person. But see, once you come to know him, once you connect with somebody, once you're spiritually connected with somebody, it's not the same. You'll learn new things. Things won't be like you thought they were. Being up close and coming to Christ Jesus will change how we think. It'll change how we understand who God is and how God works. See, the Father established a way for him and his son to be one. And he made a way for us to be one with them. And Christ makes things of God known to us in order that we may know God's love and we desire to be with him. So we came from all walks of life, coming and sharing God's oneness found in Christ Jesus. Being one with Christ allows us to hear his voice and follow him. See, only by being one with Christ can we receive eternal life. Only by being one with Christ are we protected so no one can snatch us from Christ. We are united in the Father because of Christ, and the Father are one in spirit. See, we're one in the spirit of Christ Jesus, who's one in the spirit of God. We have to grasp the oneness of God that flows from the Father through Christ Jesus into us. Christ prayed that we receive this, that we all be one just as the Father and he are one. So we can receive the same glory that the Father shared with his son, Christ Jesus. We have to receive this. We are of one body in Christ. There is no condemnation because through Christ, the Spirit of the Lord has set us free from the law of sin and death. Only in the body of Christ can we experience the oneness of God is in Christ. We have to grasp the oneness of God. We can't think highly of ourselves. We have to think slowly, soberly about who we are so we can grasp the measure of faith that God has given us. Receiving each other as members of one body, not having all these the same functions, but we're formed in one body as members belong to one another in Christ Jesus. Being one with God through Christ will make us lift up a cup of thanksgiving, giving thanks to God for allowing us to participate in the blood of Christ. Giving thanks by breaking bread as we participate in the body of Christ. See, there's one loaf. Living as one, all partaking of the same bread. Through the body is made up of many parts. We form one body. We're baptized by one spirit. It does not matter our nationality, our upbringing, the color of our skin. It does not matter about our education. We all drink from the same cup, the same spirit, making us one with Christ, making us one with God the Father, being reconciled to God. Being one in the body of Christ reconciles us to the Father, so we'll be one with him. For this reason, we are crucified with Christ, so we'll no longer live for ourselves, but as one we live to have life in Christ Jesus. Go with me to Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 to 20. Help us, God. We need an understanding, God. See, we can't continue to operate in all these separate denominations and all these separate groups and churches as if we're all not part of the same body. We're all of Christ Jesus. I know how we are as humans. We so much want to be special. We so much want to be different. We so much want to be divided based on color and religion. But this is not God. God is one. And you and I must become one with God through Christ Jesus. He's made a way for us. Help us, Jesus. We think we're serving you all divided and separated based on color and religion and education and finances. But this is not God. Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20 says, "For through the law I died to the law so that I might live for God. I've been crucified with Christ, so I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." See, the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, we have to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace so the oneness of God can exist and be seen by others. There's one body. There's one spirit. There's one hope. One Lord Christ Jesus. One faith. One baptism. One God the Father who's over all and through all and in all. That's God oneness. That's being one with God. Thank you, Lord. We have to grasp the oneness of God in Christ Jesus. We have to proclaim it to everyone as you and I fellowship with one another, being one with the Lord. We have fellowship with God the Father through Christ Jesus, so we can experience God's oneness, the unity of God. See, God demonstrated that he desired for mankind to be one with him when he sent Ezekiel to bring together Israel and Judea. See, the Lord took the stick of Israel and the stick of Judea, putting them together to a single stick of wood, thereby making them one in the head of God. See, Lord, help us. Lord, we ask that you take all these different denominations out here, God. We need to become one with you, God. We need to become one through your Son, Christ Jesus. See, Lord, help us. You need to take the stick of a Baptist and take the stick of a Methodist, God, and put them together, God, and make them one again. Lord, help us, Jesus. You need to take the stick of a Protestant and take the stick of a Catholic and put them one together again. You need to bind us together in one in Christ Jesus. Lord, we divided ourselves, Lord. We're trying to serve you. We need the oneness of God working in our world today, working in our children, working in our families, and working in our faith. Our desire to split from each other, to split into different groups, is one of the most disobedient acts we do before God. We must understand why God hates divorce. See, when a man and a woman comes before God in marriage, God sees them not as two, but as one. Everything of God is one, and everything of God is one. We have to be careful who we marry. We got to be careful how we divide ourselves up. We got to be careful about separating and becoming all these different groups. God is one. The only way you and I can remain under the protection of the Lord is by us operating as one in Christ Jesus. Christ says, while I was with them, I protected them and kept them by the safety by the name that God gave him. None of them was lost except the one doomed to destruction, so scripture should be fulfilled. So you must operate in the oneness of God found in Christ Jesus. It's not found in anything else. It's the only way we can be brought into unity. It's the only way we can experience God's glory. It's the only way we can experience God's love and favor in our lives. Go with me to John chapter 17, verses 23 and 24. The oneness of God is powerful. The Father and the Son, Christ in us, us being one with the Father and the Son, there's no way the devil can win. See, the devil is trying to sow in discord. He wants to sow in division, see, and you and I can't be, we can't fall for that. We got to realize this is all about the oneness of God. John chapter 17, verses 23 to 24 says, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity. Let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be one with me and where I am and see my glory and the glory you've given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. See, to grasp God's oneness shared in his word, we must open our minds beyond our thinking. We have to stay with God's word and not speak of human understanding and reason. God is one and Christ is one with the Father, and you and I are one in Christ Jesus. Spirit of God binds all things of God together. So we receive all of God's blessings, all of the Lord's healing and wisdom and knowledge and peace and strength and power and promises and love and kindness and authority and resurrection power that flows through Christ Jesus. So we're able to be one with him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Walking in the oneness of God found in Christ allows us to overcome everything. If you and I just stay with the word of God, just lend our understanding to the word of God, elevate our spiritual understanding, and ask the God to pour out more spiritual faith into your understanding so you and I can become one together. The only thing counts is Christ Jesus. The only thing counts is having faith in Christ Jesus and God the Father. Because the one who's in us is greater than the one who's in the world. It allows us to experience God, to be one with God. Praise God. God wants everything to be of him. See, he knows better. We must desire to be one with God. Praise the Lord. Christ came to do the Father's will, to bring God's people together in his blood and through his body. Thank you, Jesus. You taught us about God's oneness. It was God's purpose to have a people who lived under his love and ways as one. We failed to follow God's commandments, so he sent his son to the world, so by him we would come to believe and have faith in God. Christ has taught us what the Father taught him. Christ has made it plain and known to us, so we become one with God and becoming one with Christ Jesus. Christ and the Father, we in Christ, bringing all things together under God. To be one with God, we have to take God's word and ways into our hearts. We can't allow it to be mixed up. See, it won't be the oneness of God. You can't add a modifier, a change in a thing because you don't like the way it reads. See, it disrupts the oneness of God. It divides when we do that. See, but God has said, I am one and everything is of me. And therefore, you and I become one with God. Do you see that? Has God enlightened your understanding that this is about being one with God and everything of God is of God, is one with God. So you and I, no matter who you are, no matter how you believe in it, if you have faith in Christ Jesus, you have to become one with him because he's one with the Father. And then all things are one of God. See, you have to see the oneness of God. It is powerful. It's how everything of God works. It all came from him. And it's by his power and authority that all things work. So there can be nothing but God. To be one with God, we have to take God's word. And man, it's got to be a part of our lives. We got to be desire to be one with Christ Jesus, connected, sanctified, and holy through the working of the power of the Spirit inside of our lives. To be like Jesus. We have to be willing to say, not my will, God, but your will be done. Not my will, Lord Jesus, but your will be done. See, not what I want, God, but what you desire, so I can be one with you and experience all the things of God. See, not what I plan, God, but what you plan, God. Not what I think, but what you think, God. See, this is how you and I have to line ourselves up with the oneness of God so we can be united. To be one with God, one with Christ Jesus. So powerful. All things of God. Your children of God. Oh, your family of God. All things of God. See, even when you and I go to work, it's of God. Even when we go out and enjoy life, it is of God. See, even when we lay down in our bed, is it of God? Even as we entertain ourselves in this world, it is of God. See, once you understand the oneness of God, you mature in your faith and you let that stuff go. You honor being one with God. Honor that God has called you into oneness with himself. Reconciled through his son. Reconciled through the blood of Christ Jesus. Thank you for your oneness, God. Everything is of you. There's one God and everything is in God. And through Christ Jesus, we're reconciled to the Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.